Let's pray.
Dumnezeu.
Lord, we want to thank you for all your kindnesses to us. And we acknowledge your goodness. We thank you for the blessings, just the, even the blessings of this past week, Lord.
其实我们知道那年的美善，所以呢，我们就感谢，就是说是在这过去的一个星期，您来给我们的赐福。
You know the many issues that face us. You know the many responsibilities that we have in life, in our families, in our assembly. And we pray, Lord, that you will cause us to be fruitful for your glory.
所以说，你也知道呢，我们就是在人生里有很多的事情，我们在家里，在教会里，在所有地方呢，我们还有很多其他的责任，所以求您来保守我们，为了您的荣耀。
So, Lord, we turn again now to your truth in the Bible. We pray that you will speak to each of our hearts through this simple truth.
所以说，我们现在呢，翻开您在圣经里赐给我们的真理。所以呢，求您赐给我们每一个人呢，就是这样的，就是理解或者对我们内心说话，让我们理解这样简单的真理。
So we pray for ourselves, we pray for our families, we pray for those who we are trying to influence for the things of God. Lord, we pray that you'll bless us and we pray that you will use us for your glory.
例如，我们呢，为我们自己祷告，我们家人祷告，也为我们呢，就是周围的我们要去影响的那些人产生祷告。所以呢，求您呢，就是说是使用我们，为了您的荣耀。And
we ask these things now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在呢，祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, very good. Our studies this evening will start in the book of Luke chapter 19.
我们今天学的那个故事呢，是从《路加福音》第19章11节。
And we'll start reading in verse 11.
我们要从11节开始读。
So it says, now, as they heard these things, Jesus spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately.
第11节说呢，他们正听这些事儿的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说。
Now remember, these were Jewish people, and they had, excuse me, they had been studying the prophecies of the Old Testament that indicated that Jerusalem, sorry, that Israel would be delivered from their enemies. The Messiah would come. He would set up a kingdom that would rule over the enemies. They would no longer be subject to their enemies.
这个里面大家记得呢，这些呢人呢，他们都是犹太人，他们读过旧约，读过旧约呢，他们知道这样的预言，就是呢，弥赛亚呢很快就要来了，弥赛亚呢要把他们呢从他们的敌人的手下拯救出来，然后他们不再会受他们的敌人的辖制了。
So consequently, it was not surprising that, according to verse 11, they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately.
所以呢，这个呢，结果呢，这个也不奇怪，不奇怪，因为他们呢，以为神的国呢，快要显出来了。
So the fact is that Jesus' ministry was not directed toward establishing an earthly kingdom. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He raised the dead. He gave wonderful sermons, but he didn't say immediately the truth of God will be translated into a kingdom.
这个呢，就是说，主耶稣基督呢，他现在呢，其实他的服事呢，并不是说是要在地上呢马上建立神的国，他在地上呢治愈那些生病的，去那个治愈眼瞎的和瘸子，做了很多的神迹。但是呢，他所传道的真理呢。 并不是这些真理能马上都变回实际上的神的国。
As a matter of fact, in chapter 18, verses 31, 32, and 33, he told them that exactly the opposite was going to take place.
恰恰相反呢，他呢在这一页经文里，其他的那些经文里告诉他们呢，这个并不是说他马上要建立他的国。
But verse 34 says of chapter 18, they did not understand these things.
因为第十八章的第三十四节呢说呢，他们不理解这一点。
So, the plan of God was to introduce the church age, and that was not a prediction of the Old Testament, or not a clear prediction of the Old Testament.
但神的那个就是说是计划呢，是建立教会时代，教时代呢，但是呢，这个在旧约里恰恰是没有明确的指出来的。
So they didn't understand, and we're not surprised that they didn't understand.
他们不理解，所以呢，我们也不奇怪他们不理解。
So now the Lord is going to tell them by parable, he's going to tell them a story that will help them understand what his plans for the future, the immediate future, were.
于是，那个主呢，就是要设一个比喻，是一个比喻呢，因为他们不明白呢，所以他用这个比喻呢，向他们去解释将来或者即将到的将来会是什么样子。
So verse 12 says, Therefore, he said to his disciples, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
第十二节说，有一个贵族往远方去，要得国回来。
Now, in this story, they would have understood, and we understand, that the certain man is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这个故事里呢，他们不明白，但是我们却明白，这样的一个贵胄呢，他就是主耶稣基督。
And he was going to go into a far country. He was actually going to go back to heaven. And while he was there, he was going to receive a kingdom, and then he was going to come back again.
这个里面，他呢要去一个远方的国家，实际上呢，他要回到天堂去，在天堂呢，他要接受他的国，然后他会再来。
And so that is a brief summary of the prophetic condition of the last 2,000 years.
你这个呢，就是说是过去的那个预言的，就是说是过去的2000年那个预言的一个总结。
The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he rose again, and then 40 days later, he went up to heaven to receive this kingdom.
因为然后主耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们而死，然后他又复活了。40天后呢，他回到天堂来接受了他的国，然后呢，他会再来。
And over the last 2,000 years, what has happened is that many, many Christians have trusted the Lord as Savior.
在过去的2000年里呢，那个结果呢，就是很多很多人呢，相信了主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
He has presided over many things in the world, but in particular, what he has been doing over the last 2,000 years is building his church.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，过去2000年呢，他呢在这里呢，事实上做了很多的事情，但是主要他做的事情呢，就是建立他的教会。
And I believe that the church universal is that which has been building for the last 2,000 years. The church universal is the kingdom that he said he was going to receive, and he's been receiving it regularly over the last 2,000 years.
你这个里面我讲的呢，我认为这是一个普世的教会。这个整个普世的教会呢，就是说是他在过去的2000年来呢，他不断的接受的他的国。
What's going to happen after this period of time? And the answer is he is going to come back again. He receives the kingdom and he will return.
你这个里面在后面会发生什么呢？他呢就会再来，就再来，那就是因为他接受了他的国呢，他会再来。
So after he's gone to heaven, the question is, what will be the responsibility of his servants on the earth?
因为当他去了天堂以后呢，那就是说是问题是呢，在他的地上，他的那些门徒们的责任是什么？
So verse 13 says, so he called 10 of his servants, he delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
第三节说，便叫了他的10个仆人来，交给他们十米拿银子，对他们说呢，你们去劳碌，只等到我回来。
So what's happening on the earth while he's away? First of all, he's given to his servants, these 10 servants, he gave to each of them a mina, and he said, you do business with this until I come again.
就这个里面呢，他去了天国天堂以后呢，他的仆人在下面干什么呢？答案是这，他给了这个10个仆人，每个人1米拉银子，让他们去做事。
And that probably is indicative of what he is doing for you and me at the present time. He's in heaven. We have become his disciples. And we say, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, I'm going to give you a mina, and you are to invest that. You're to spend that wisely. Use it for me to build my kingdom.
你这个里面呢，就是现在呢，主在天堂，我们在这里，就是这个其实是适用在我们身上，因为呢，就是我们去问主，我们说主啊，您在天堂，我们在地上，我们可以为您做点什么呢？他说我给你们1米拉银子，你拿着这个去做事儿，做事儿呢，就是这是建造我的国。
But there are two kinds of people in the world today. There are Christians, believers, and there are non-Christians, non-believers.
在世界上呢，有两类的人，他们是那信徒啊，那就是基督徒；他们有些人呢，不是信徒，他们就不是基督徒。
And so, verse 12 and 13, he talks about the believers, but what about the non-believers? That's verse 14.
第12节、13节讲到的是信徒，那么说呢，关于不信的人是在哪一节呢？第14节。
It says, but his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
14节呢，他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说：“我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。
So, in the time of the building of his kingdom, there are two people and the two kinds of people, the believers and the unbelievers. What do we know about the unbelievers?
”另外就是在建造他的国的时候呢，有两类的人，就是说是一些是信徒，一些是非信徒。我们的非信徒知道多少呢？
Well, they basically hate him. That's what verse 14 says. Those who don't know the Lord Jesus have basically said, we don't want him. We don't like him and they don't respect him. They don't serve him.
这个里面呢，基本上是第14节告诉我们，他们呢，就是说是恨他，他们说呢，我们不想要这个人，我们也不想要他做王，我们也不想服侍他，我们也不想为他做工。
But basically, the attitude that the non-believer has is at the end of verse 14. They say, we will not have this man to reign over us.
基本上呢，就是这些人呢，他们做出的反应是在第14节的后面说：“我们不愿这个人做我们的王。
Now, if you ask a non-Christian why he doesn't believe in Jesus, he will give you a multitude of reasons.
”所以呢，如果呢，你问一个非基督徒，他为什么不接受主耶稣基督呢？他会给你很多的原因。
But he says, this is what the Lord Jesus says. He says their main reason is they're saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. That's why people don't trust Jesus.
因为他说这些，他呢就是主耶稣基督说呢，他们呢不愿意主耶稣基督做他们的王，这就是为什么他们不相信耶稣。
The central issue in the world today is who is going to be the boss?
所以呢，在世界上的中心问题呢，是谁会是主宰？
The Christian says, I believe Jesus, I want him to be my boss.
所以呢，基督徒说呢，我们相信主耶稣基督，所以我要他做我的王了，做。
The non-Christian says, I don't want Jesus to be the boss. I want someone else to be the boss. I want to be the boss. I want to let so-and-so be my boss. I don't want Jesus to be the boss.
那些非基督徒来说呢，就是我不想要他主宰，那么说呢，我想要其他的人做主宰，我想要我自己做主宰，我想要某某某某人做主宰。
And so that is the basic question in the heart of every man, every woman in the world today. Is Jesus going to be the boss?
因为这就是每一个人在世界上的每一个男的、每个女的、每个小孩，他们心中呢要有的一个问题：谁将是他们人生的主宰呢？
And though they rarely say it, the fact is that the people who don't trust Jesus do so because they say, I don't want Jesus to be my boss.
因为他们基本上呢，他们很少那么去说，但是呢，基本上在他们内心说呢，他们说我们不要主耶稣基督做我们的主宰。
So, two kinds of people have been in the world over the last 2,000 years.
因为在过去的2000年呢，在世界上呢，有2类的人。
There are the Christians, like those 10 servants who received the minas, and there are the non-Christians who say, I don't want Jesus to be my boss.
就是那些基督徒呢，他们就像那10个仆人呢，接受呢10米拉银子的，还有那些非基督徒呢，他们说呢，我们不想要主耶稣基督做王。
And I guess everything's okay until Jesus comes back again. So verse 15 says, and so it was that when Jesus returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded his servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much each man had gained by trading.
因为看起来呢，就是直到第15节之前，那一切都没事儿。那么第15节说呢，他既得国回来，就吩咐将那些领了银钱的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
So, what had he given his servants?
所以他给了他的仆人什么？
He'd given them each a mina. What was a mina?
因为他给了1米拉的银子，那么一个米拉这是多少呢？
Well, verse 15 says, to whom he had given the money. So, mina was money.
所以呢，就是说是第10节说呢，他给了他们钱，那么说那米拉就是钱。
How much money was a mina?
所以那1个米拉是多少钱？
And history tells us that a mina was probably about 100 days' wages.
历史上告诉我们呢，1个米拉相当于100天的工资。
If you earned $100 a day, then a mina would be 100 times that or $10,000.
所以，如果你一天的工资是100块钱呢，那么说100乘100呢，100天的工资呢是1万块钱。
If you earn $500 a day, a mina would be $500,000.
所以呢，如果说呢，你是，
No, $50,000. My mathematics was wrong.
所以如果你的工资一天是500块钱呢，那么说那100天是5万块钱。
So each person has been given a value from the Lord for which we are responsible to him when we get to heaven. When he comes back, he'll say, Harold, what did you do with the money I gave you? And he'll say to you, what did you do with the money that he gave you?
所以呢，他给了我们每个人有价值的东西。那么说，那现在问题是呢？当我们回答天堂的时候，那他会问我们，就是说，哦，我他说，Howard，我给你的那些，你做了什么了？他会问你们，我说呢，我给你们的那些东西呢，你们拿去做什么了呢？
All right, verse 16 says, then came the first man, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas.
第六节说呢，头一个上来说，那主啊，你的一米拉已经赚了10米拉。So
apparently, this man had taken the money that he was given, and he had invested it and used it wisely, and the fact is that what he'd been given was one day's wage, and what he returns to the Lord is the equivalent of 10 times that. He had earned a good return on his investment.
所以实际上呢，这个人呢，他做了什么呢？很明显，他把主赐给他的这个呢拿去做投资呢，而且他投资呢做得非常的好，也就是赚了很多。实际上呢，就是说是，他主呢给了他100天的那样的工资，工资呢，那么说呢，实际上呢，他拿这100桶工资呢，把它翻了10倍。
So when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you realized that you had some abilities, some talents, some money, something that you could invest in the things of God and that He would reward you for it.
这个里面呢，当你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主以后呢，你就会发现呢，你有一些就是说是那样的能力，你有一些特长，你一些金钱。如果呢，你把这个拿去给主耶稣基督呢，就是说是去做那个投资的话呢，他会给你回报的。
So the question is, what have you done with the time, the money that he has given you?
所以呢，就是说，那么说呢，问题是呢，他赐给你的金钱和时间，你拿去做什么呢？
So I'm going to tell you now the secret of making money.
因为我现在来告诉大家那赚钱的秘密。
This is the best way of making money that I know of.
这就是呢，我知道的，就是说是最好的赚钱的方法。
Everybody who does this makes a lot of money.
每个人这么做呢，都赚了很多钱。
If you do it, you will make a lot of money.
如果你照着做呢，你也会赚很多钱。
Four simple words.
4个简单的词。
Remember this. You do it, you will be rich.
所以你记住，如果你照着这么做呢，你就会有钱了。
Here they are. Four words. Buy low, sell high.
所以呢，就是这就是4个字：低买高卖。
Is that going to work? If you
这是好词吗？
buy low and sell high, you'll be rich, won't you?
如果你低买高卖，你就会赚，是不是呢？
I met my friend a while ago. I said to him, John, tell me, how did you make your money?
因为呢，我碰到我一个朋友，不久前，我说："John，告诉我你怎么样赚的钱。"
He said, when I was a younger man, I bought a piece of property. I spent $5,000 to buy this property.
他说呢，当我还是个年轻人时候呢，我买了一块地，买了一块地呢，我买这块地花了5000块钱。
And then he said, a few years later, I sold that property.
但是呢，几年之后呢，我把这个地给卖了。
And they paid me $200,000 for it.
所以呢，他们呢付了20万。
I paid five, I got 200 back.
所以呢，我就花了5块钱，那么呢，赚了200块钱。
Okay, did he make lots of money?
他是赚了很多钱吗？
I said to him, when you see another deal like that, you tell me, I would like to get involved in a deal like that.
我跟他说呢，如果你下次看到有这么好的交易，你告诉我，我也跟着你去做。
Our situation as Christians is similar.
我们作为基督徒的这样的一个情况呢，是类似的。
What could we do that, if we were to invest, would give us a really big return?
所以呢，我们要做什么？如果我们因为做了这个呢，我们得到了一个真的极大的回报。
Well, if we were to be like the rich young ruler that we read about in the previous chapter, he was told, if you sell what you have, give to the poor, follow me, you'll have great riches in heaven.
在这个里面，如果我们像那个前面那一章讲到的一个年轻的富有的官员，如果他呢把他所有的东西都变卖了，交给穷人去救济穷人的话呢，他在天上呢就会有极大的回报。
If we invest in the things of God, if we do what God wants us to do, if we spend our time and our money in the things of God, we will get a great return when Jesus returns.
所以这个里面呢，如果我们把我们的时间和我们的金钱呢，花在那个神的事情上去，那么说呢，当主耶稣基督回来的时候呢，我们都会得到极大的奖赏。
So, what do we have to sell in order to get something that we can buy that's low of value?
因为那么说呢，我们可以卖掉什么？这样呢，我们就可以低买那些，就是说是有价值的东西呢？
Now, the Bible says there are two things in our lives: there's the flesh and there's the spirit.
李圣经说呢，在我们的人生里呢，就有两件事情，这里有肉身，这里有灵。
The flesh is the things that I want for Harold.
所以呢，就是肉身呢，就是这是我想要的，我想为 Harold 要的东西。
And the spirit in me is the things that Jesus wants for his glory, for himself. So, it's either me or Jesus.
所以呢，灵里的事情呢，就是主耶稣基督他所想要的，为了他的荣耀。那么说呢，或者说你选择我自己，或者选择耶稣。
Now, if I'm going to serve Jesus, I'll be buying low, and one day I can sell high.
所以呢，如果我去服侍主耶稣基督呢，我就是低买，有一天呢，我就会高卖。
But to do that, I've got to say no to Harold. You don't need to do that. You've got to serve the Savior.
所以呢，如果你要这么去做呢，我必须对 Howard 说不，你不能就是那样去做，你要服侍救主。
Am I going to read my Bible and serve the Lord, or am I going to watch television?
所以呢，我就是说是要去读圣经服侍主呢，还是我要去看电视？
Am I going to do the things that my flesh wants, the things that taste good, feel good, and entice me, or am I going to do the things for Jesus? If I sell the things that I want and I buy low the things that He wants, I will ultimately get great reward in heaven.
因为我是想要自己，那就是说是感觉好呢，就是自己舒服呢，去为自己想做的事情呢，还是呢去做主耶稣基督呢要做的事情呢？那么说呢，我要把我自己，现在是肉体所要的东西，今天要卖掉去买那个主耶稣基督想要的，去低买，那么有一天呢，我就会高卖了。
So verse 15 then says, how much every man gained by trading. You trade the things that people think are of value now. You sell them and you buy the things that are going to be of great value tomorrow. And if you buy low and sell high, you will be rich.
第15节说呢，要看他们做生意，他们是你要拿这个事情呢，是去做生意的。那么说做生意呢，如果你今天呢低买呢，就是将来有一天你高卖，你就会变得富有。
Now, verse 17.
第17节。
He said to him, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities.
就是这节呢，他对他说：“好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
So he invested his mina wisely, and he gained 10 minas for the master, for the Lord Jesus. And so the Lord says to him, you may have rule now over 10 cities.
”因为他呢，就是投资用他的米纳呢，非常的明智的去用，他赚了10倍，赚了10个米纳。那么说，主耶稣就说呢，你呢，就是说是，既然这样呢，主耶稣呢，给了他10座城市，让他去管。
What does it mean to have rule over 10 cities?
因为就是说有权柄管10座城市，这什么意思？
Well, it means that his responsibility will be to govern people.
因为他呢，这个意味着他的那个责任呢，去管理人民。
Cities are not just roads and houses and infrastructure. Cities are mainly people.
所以呢，城市呢，它并不仅仅只是说是道路、房子和那个基础设施，城市主要是因为是里面有人。
Moses was faithful in his life. He ended up being responsible for the people of God, a marvelous return on his investment.
因为就是摩西呢，他呢是非常的忠实的。那么说呢，他最终呢，他呢在神的那个世界上呢，负起了极大的责任，对他来说呢是个极大的回报。
Remember now, Jesus is in the people business.
所以要记住啊，主耶稣呢是在做人的生意。
We're not too concerned about things, but we are very concerned about people.
我们并不是说是太关心那些东西，我们主要关心
Manasseh
的是人。
will be saying no to things and yes to people.
所以，我们呢，就是说是，如果你对那个事情说不，对人说是，你就会有福了。
And frankly, on occasion, that's very hard, but that's what God expects.
所以坦率的说呢，在这种情况下是非常难做到的，但是这是神希望的。
Keep on building people, keep on buying, spending your money and your time on people. And as you build people, you will be building great reward in heaven.
因为你要就是说是一直要去建造人，把你的钱呢要花在去建造人上面。如果你建造人呢，你在天上呢就会有很大的奖赏。
Now, not all those who received a mina got a tenfold return. Verse 18 says, the second man came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas.
因为并不是每个拿了一米拉的人呢赚了10倍。那么第18节说，第二个来说，主啊，你的一米拉已经赚了5米拉。
And so he said to them, you also will be over 5 cities.
所以主人也这样说，你也可以管5座城。
So the size of the return will be a function of the size of the reward will be a function of the size of the return that you gave on your investment.
那么说呢，这个就是说是你呢，就是赚了多少，这个呢，就是将来呢，你那个得到的奖赏回报的多少。
Verse 20 now says, and another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit, you reap what you did not sow.
20节说呢，又有一个来说，主啊，看哪，你的义民呢，在这里，我把它包在手巾里存着。我怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的，还要去拿；没有种下的，还要去收。
So one man invested his mina, he got 10 minas. Another man invested his mina, he got 5 minas. And this particular man, he didn't do anything.
你这个呢，一个呢就是拿到那一米呢，那就赚了10米呢；一个是拿到一米呢，那赚了那个5米呢。那么说这个人呢，拿到一米呢，那他却什么都没做。
He said, I hid it away.
但是我把它藏起来了。
He actually hid it away in a handkerchief.
但实际上呢，把它包在一个手巾里。
What is a handkerchief?
你们手巾是什么？
Well, I got one in my pocket.
所以在口袋里
Here's
有
a handkerchief.
个，在手袋里呢有个水手巾。
Have you ever been out on a really hot day?
你有没有出去就说是非常炎热的一天呢？
And you're working hard.
你那非常努力的工作，
And the perspiration comes down and it gets into your eyes.
所以那个汗呢流下来了，进入你的
And
眼。
you say, oh, okay. And you got
你就把这个手机拿出来，哦哦，你就擦擦这个汗。
So, Amir, when you climb 70 floors, Do you find that sometimes you sweat?
因为就是他问阿米尔，当他爬那个74的时候，你发现有没有出汗呢？
Okay, too much of a problem.
You may get a call.
Probably he did. Okay, anyway, you understand the story.
现在阿妹可能接到一个电话，可能你，但是不管怎么说，你们大家得理解这个故事。
Why did he put the money in the handkerchief?
他为什么把钱放在手机里？
Because he wasn't going to work hard enough to need the handkerchief for cleansing his brow. He was lazy. He wasn't going to use that money, the handkerchief, for anything. So he just put the money there. He was too lazy to invest the money in the things of God.
因为这个人呢非常的懒，他呢也不会努力的工作，所以他也不会出汗。他如果不出汗呢，他呢就不会也需要他的那个手巾呢去擦汗，擦留在他眼睛里的汗。所以这个人呢，他在做神的事情的时候呢，那是太难了。
Many people are not doing what they should do to take what God has given them and to use it for His glory.
因为很多人呢，他们呢并没有，其实说去把神赐给他们的东西去做他们该做的事情，就为了神的荣耀去做。
They don't all use their money for him. They don't all use their time for him. They don't all use their blood, sweat, and tears for him.
另外就是他们呢，就是说是并不是说是总是用他们的时间为了神，总是用呢他们的钱为了神呢，也不是用呢，甚至不是用他们的那个流下的眼泪为神。
I heard a statistic the other day. I'm not sure if it's complete accuracy, but it goes something like this.
我呢看到一个统计，统计呢，但是呢，我认为它并不是一定100%的准确，但是呢，是这样一个事情。
80% of Christians know that they should be telling other people about Jesus.
因为80%的人呢，他们知道，他们应该去跟别人呢传讲主耶稣。
But probably only 20% ever do so.
现在有可能只有20%的人这么去做了。
Okay, so you don't get a big reward in heaven if you take your money, your mina, and hide it and keep it. You've got to use it for God. You've got to get out there and trade. Buy low the things of God, sell them high on Judgment Day.
所以呢，如果呢，就是说你不用你自己的金钱、你的米拿来去为神做事情，如果你把它藏起来，你不用它呢去做生意，那么说呢，你不就不会在审判日的时候呢高卖了。
Verse 21 says the man had an excuse.
因为就是第21节说这个人呢有个借口。
Just about everybody has some sort of an excuse for not doing what God wants them to do.
就像其他的那些人一样的，他们有这样的借口呢，不去做神要他们所做的事情。
This man basically said, You're an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit. You reap what you did not sow. I didn't know how to serve you. You're a hard man to serve. I didn't know what to do.
第二个第二十一节说呢，他说呢，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下来去拿，没有种下来去收，所以呢，我不知道该怎么做。
And so, verse 23, the nobleman says, why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest?
第二十三节说呢，那个主人说，为什么不把我的钱交给银行，等我来的时候，原本待利都可以要回来了。
So, if you don't know what to do or what to say, at least you can help somebody else do what they know what to do.
如果你不知道呢，就是怎么去做，在说什么，那么最少呢，你可以去帮助其他知道怎么去做、怎么去说的人，帮着他们去做。
So a long time ago, when I was a younger man, I said, what should I be doing for God?
因为当然很久之前呢，我还是个年轻时人的时候呢，我说呢，我应该为神做些什么事情呢？
And I said, well, I think there's two things I could do for God.
我说呢，我认为呢，那里有两件事情我可以为神去做。One
is, I could tell people about Jesus.
其中一个呢，我可以去告诉别人主耶稣。And
then I said, the other responsibility I have is to bring other people so that other people can tell them about Jesus.
另外一件事情呢，就是我可以把其他的一些人带来，带来呢，这些其他人呢，就可以告诉其他的人主耶稣。So
when I first learned to drive a car, I used to try to fill my car every Sunday to bring people to the chapel.
所以呢，我首先学会开车的时候呢，我就试图呢，每个星期天呢，把我的车装满，把人带到教会来。
And so for a long time between meetings on Sunday morning, after the breaking of bread, and before the family Bible hour, I would get in my car and I would drive around and pick some people up and bring them to the family Bible hour.
因为就是说，很长一段时间呢，在我们的就是说是那个领圣餐之后，在那个家庭圣经时间之前，在这个中间这个时间呢，我会开我的车呢，去把很多人接到教会来，来参加这个家庭圣经时间。
So in those early days, I didn't preach at the family Bible hour, and I didn't have a Sunday school class, but I said, I can at least fill my car with people. I can bring them to the chapel. Other people can preach to them.
这个里面呢，在那个时候呢，我并没有就是说在家庭圣经时间讲道，我也没有教主日学。但是我说呢，至少我可以去把其他的人那个来到这里带到教堂来，那其他的人可以跟他们讲道。
So two responsibilities of the Christian. One is to speak about Jesus, and the other is to bring people so that other people can speak to them about Jesus.
因为基督徒可以做两件事情，第一件呢就是向别人呢传讲主耶稣基督，第二件呢是把其他的人呢带到教堂来，这样教堂其他的人呢可以给他们讲主耶稣。
Well, this man didn't do either.
这个人呢却什么都没做。
So verse 24 says, he said to those who stood by, he said, take the mina from that man who hid it in a handkerchief and give it to him who has 10 minas.
而这些时候，他就在旁边站着的人说呢，夺过他这一米拉，给那十米拉的。
And they said to him, but Lord, he's already got 10 minas.
现在第二十五节，他们对他说呢，主啊，他已经有那十米拉了。
And the Lord Jesus says, I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
26节说呢，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
Invest wisely in the things of God. Buy low, sell high, and you will have reward in heaven.
因为你要就非常的明智的去把你的事在投资在神的事情里面去，你要低买高卖，最终那时你会得到奖赏。
But what about those people we read about in verse 14?
因为那些在第14节里我们读到的人会怎么样呢？
These citizens hated him, and they said, "We will not have this man to reign over us."
因为这些人呢，叫他们恨他，他们说呢，我们不想要这个人做王。
What happens to them?
对他们来说会怎么样？
Verse 27, bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them and slay them before me.
27节说呢，至于我那些仇敌，不要我做他们的王的，把他们拿来，在我面前杀了吧。
What a foolish thing to say, I don't want the Lord Jesus to reign over me.
所以呢，就是说是你说呢，我不想要主耶稣基督做我的王，是一个多么愚蠢的事情。
All the potential of reward of life is for them. They say no, and they are slain. They are, we know elsewhere in Scripture, they will be judged, they will be penalized, they will be cast into the lake of fire. How foolish to say, I don't want the king who is coming to be my king. If you don't do that, then the king who comes will have to punish you.
以色列人呢，他们呢就是不想要主耶稣基督做他们的王，所以呢，他们不想要做王呢，就是说这些人呢，将来都要被杀掉。就是说是当然，我们在其他的经文里读到呢，这些人呢，有一天呢，他们都会被审判、被杀掉，然后被扔到火湖里。
All right, so that's a very important message for everybody. Remember, Jesus is going up to Jerusalem, and he's going to be on the cross in a week's time. And these stories are very important. They're the last stories just before he goes to heaven.
因为里面的这些故事呢，都是非常重要的。要记住呢，主耶稣基督呢，他要去耶路撒冷，去到耶路撒冷的时候呢，他要为我们死在十字架上。所以这样的故事呢，就是非常重要的。重要的就是当主耶稣基督呢，他要去那个天堂之前讲的故事。
So verse 28 then says, when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
27、28节说，耶稣说完了，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。
Up the road from Jericho, which is way below sea level, to Jerusalem, which is about 2,500 feet above sea level. He had to go up about 5,000 feet. He was going up to Jerusalem.
耶路里面的就说是，这里那就说是他们在下面的那个耶路哥呢，是一个海拔非常低的那样的一个城市，大概有250，就是海拔差不多2500尺那个样子的，所以他们呢去上耶路撒冷去。
And it came to pass then, verse 29, when he came near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples.
29节说呢，将近伯法其和伯大尼，在一座名叫橄榄山那里，就打发他的两个门徒。
So he's going up to the top of this mountain, and there are three places there. Three cities, three towns, three villages, three places at that top of that mountain. What were they?
因为他要去到的呢是一个那个山顶，山顶里呢就是他们有三个地方，或者三个城市，或者三个村庄，他们是什么呢？
Well, the first one is Olivet. He was going to the mountain called Olivet. What does that mean?
你首先呢，他要去橄榄山，那么他去到那个山名叫橄榄山，那么这是什么意思呢？
Well, the mountain was called after olives.
因为呢，就是这个山呢，它的命名橄榄山，是因为里面长橄榄。
One of the most important food items in the Jewish diet in that day was olives.
因为在那个时代，在犹太人他们吃饭的那个主要的食物呢，就是橄榄。
It had great food value.
他们有很大的食物的价值，
It was tasty and flavorful.
所以呢，它呢尝起来呢也可以好吃。
And it had great medicinal value.
因为里面还有很多其他的那些营养价值。
And I might add, it still has great medicinal value.
因为我可能呢也里面呢有很多的其他的那些价值。
You remember in the story of the man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves and was beaten. What happened to him?
大家也记得那一个人呢，他们呢从一个人从耶路撒冷去到那个下面，在走路的时候呢，然后被那个强盗抢了，被强盗打了，在他身上发生了什么呢？
Well, the Lord poured in oil and wine. What was the oil? It would have been olive oil.
因为那个主呢，把那个就是说是那个油和那个酒倒在他身上。那么说呢，这个是到底是油是什么呢？就是橄榄油。
So as you read scripture, you will find olive oil is very, very healthy.
因为当你读圣经的时候，你就发现这个橄榄油呢，非常非常的健康。
A while ago, I had a rash develop on my leg.
因为不久前呢，我的那个腿上呢就肿了。
I didn't know what to do about it, but I thought I could put some olive oil on it.
我不知道该怎么办呢，所以我说我可以擦点那个橄榄油上。
So I spread the olive oil on it, and what do you think happened?
因为我把那个就是橄榄油，那就是涂在上面，你认为发生了什么呢？
Well, the rash cleared up right away.
所以那个肿的马上消了。
I didn't have to go to the doctor. I just put some olive oil on it.
我不用去看那个医生，我只是放点橄榄油就可以。
All right, so olives are good.
所以呢，就是橄榄是非常好的。
But what else was here?
那么在这里还有其他的什么呢？
This was at a city or a town called Bethphage.
你这里有一个城市或者是个镇，它叫伯法奇。
And I think Bethphage means the house of dates.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是把伯法奇呢是枣子的房子。
Do you like dates?
你喜欢吃枣子吗？
They taste good.
枣子吃起来很好吃，
They're very nutritious.
它们非常有营养。
And they've got medicinal value.
它们呢也有很大的价值。
All right. And so there's one other place. It's Bethany. What's that name mean?
所以另外有一个伯大尼，一个城市，它叫什么呢？伯大尼什么？
Bethphage, the house of dates. Bethany, the house of figs.
另外就是伯大尼，伯大尼是什么意思呢？伯法奇那是枣子的，产枣子的地方。那么说伯大尼那是产无花果的地方。
What do you know about figs?
你对无花果了解多少呢？
They're really good food.
他们是很好吃的那个食物，
And they taste good.
吃起来也好吃。
And they also have medicinal value. And remember the story of the man who was sick, and the Lord said, You put a cake of figs there, and he will get better. I think it was Hezekiah.
因为就是说是他们呢，同样呢也有那个医疗的价值。因为你们大家记得那有个人呢生病了，那个呢就是说是一个人一个先知，他说你把那个无花果再涂在上面就会好。
So the Lord has come to this little place now, three names, olives, Bethphage, Bethany, and three good foods. And what would you expect to come there?
因为主呢来到这三个地方，一个呢是橄榄，一个是呢就是伯法奇是那个枣子，另一个是伯大尼是那个就是无花果。你认为在那里会发生什么呢？
You'd expect something pretty good to happen on that location.
你认为呢就是说是在那三个的非在那三个地方呢会有很好的事情发生。
And frankly, a number of good things happened there.
伊坦真说呢，有那几个呢，就是说是主要的事情发生在那里。
So on this occasion, verse 30, he said to, or verse 29, he said to two of his disciples, go into the village opposite you. Where you enter in, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose him and bring him here.
第9节结尾就打发他的两个门徒说：“你们往对面的村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。
And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing him the colt? Thus shall you say to him, because the Lord has need of him.
”第31节，若有人问你们为什么解他，你们就说呢：“因为主要用他。”
So here's my question to you. If the Lord were to come and knock on your door this evening and say, excuse me, but I would like to borrow your car, what would you do?
现在我问你们一个问题，就是说，如果主耶稣基督今天呢来到你家呢，就是敲你的门，说呢，不好意思，我想借你的车用一下，你会怎么做？
Well, you'd give him the keys, wouldn't you?
你就会把车钥匙给他，是不是呢？
And you might even say to him, if you want a chauffeur, I'll drive you.
所以呢，你就是有可能对他说呢，如果你需要一个司机，我会为你开车。
So here's a colt, and he's tied up. The Lord knows exactly where he is, which is wonderful. And he says, you go loose him. If someone asks you what's going on, you just say, the Lord needs him.
在这里呢，有一批驴驹呢，就拴在那里，拴在那里呢，他呢不知道发生什么事情。那么主呢就告诉他的门徒说呢，你去把那个驴呢解开。如果有人问你呢，你就说呢主要用它。
Verse 32, so those who were sent departed and found the colt just as he had said to them.
32就说打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。
That's amazing. The Lord Jesus knows everything. He even knows where you park your car, where you tie your colt.
与这个里面呢，非常的神奇的，主耶稣基督知道一切的事情，他甚至呢知道你的车停在哪里，知道你的驴呢拴在哪里。
When my sister was in the hospital, I parked my car in the parking lot.
当我的那个姐姐在医院的时候呢，我把我的车呢停在停车场。
And then I went to find my car in the parking lot, and I couldn't find it.
然后回来的时候去找我的车呢，却找不着。
There were only four or five rows of parking and four or five floors.
因为只有4排那样的停车场，有4层呢停车的地方。
I prayed, I said, Lord, could you please help me find my car?
我就祷告，我说主啊，求您能帮我找到我的车。
I couldn't find it.
我找不着。
So I stopped the lady, who was a nice, pleasant lady. I said, could you help me? I'm too tired to walk around to find my car. Could I get in your car and could you drive me around, see if I could find my car?
然后呢，我就让一个那个，就是说是非常的友好的一个女士，我就让她停车。停车以后呢，我就跟她说呢，我说我现在非常的累了，我不能就是说走来走去是找我的车，你能不能开你的车帮我，就是说这到处转一下，把我车找着呢？
And so she was very kind and she said yes. And I got in her car. We didn't drive very far. I found my car.
因为他呢非常的友好，然后呢他说呢，当然我可以帮助你，所以呢我进了他的车，我没开多久呢我就找到了我的车。
We'll keep reading, see what happens here. Verse 33 says, as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said, why are you loosing the colt?
因为他们一直在做这样的事情。第33节说呢，他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么
And they said, the Lord has need of him.
？”他们说呢，主要用它。
And that's all they needed. So verse 36 says, and as he went, they spread their clothes on the road.
因为这是他们所要记得的。第三，所以要做第36，就是说走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。
I guess I forgot verse 35. Then they brought him to Jesus, the colt to Jesus, and they threw their own garments on the colt, and they set Jesus on him.
对，我认为我忘记了35节。35节说呢，他们把驴圈呢牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。
Well, you can understand putting their garments on him. There was no saddle.
因为你可以理解他们为什么把衣服放在里面，因为呢那里没有鞍。
And so they took off their overcoat and they put the coat on the colt. They put their coat on the colt and they sat on that. He could sit on that and he was comfortable.
因为他们把自己的外套脱下来，那铺在那个驴驹身上，驴驹身上的这样的主耶稣可以坐在上面，那就比较舒服。
But verse 36 is very strange.
第36节那比较奇怪。
It says, and as he went, they spread their clothes on the road.
第36节说，走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。
Why would you put your coat on the road so that the donkey could walk down over your coat?
你为什么要把你的衣服铺在地上，这样驴驹呢，可以从那个衣服上走过去呢？
What do you think would happen to their coat if they put it on the road and the donkey walked on it?
所以你认为呢，如果他们把他们的外套呢铺在地上，一个驴呢走过去，那个外套会怎么样呢？
It would get very dirty.
那外套会变得非常的脏。
And if you did that, you'd probably have to send the coat to the cleaners to get clean again.
如果你那么做的话呢，你必须把你的衣服送到那个洗衣房重新洗一下。
And it would probably cost you today about $20 or $30 to do that.
你今天呢，你如果那么做的话呢，可能要花大概20到30块钱。
As a matter of fact, the colt might even rip the coat, and then the coat would be worthless.
因为就是从实际上那个就是衣服呢会变皱，那么说呢，看起来呢就也没什么价值。
Why would you do that?
那么为什么你要那么做呢？
So there's a story told about a man whose name was Sir Walter Raleigh. He was from England.
有个故事呢，是一个从英格兰来的一个人叫 Sir Walter Raleigh 讲的。
He was a good man. He was very senior in the government, and the government he was in was a good government.
因为他是一个非常好的人，他呢，在一个政府里面有一个非常的高阶的位置，他也是一个非常好的政府。
He was out one day walking with the Queen, Queen Elizabeth the First, not Queen Elizabeth the Second, but Queen Elizabeth the First.
因为当时有一次和那个女王伊丽莎白，是伊丽莎白一世，不是伊丽莎白二世，有一次和伊丽莎白一世一起走路，
And it was raining.
当时在下雨，
And as they walked along, there was a puddle ahead of them.
走路的时候呢，前面呢有个水洼。
And so he took his coat off and put it in the puddle so that the queen wouldn't get her feet wet.
因为然后他把他外套脱下来，那铺在那个水洼上，所以呢，那个女王呢，她的鞋就不会打湿。
Well, you can understand that doing that for the queen. That was a good thing. He was an honorable man and he did what was right. He showed his humility and his service to the queen by doing it.
因为你们大家都理解他为什么做呢？因为他呢是一个非常好的人呢，他呢也是非常谦卑的一个人呢，他呢就是说是也非常以名誉高的人，他那么做的事呢，显示他对女王的尊重和。
And these people who welcomed the Lord Jesus this day, they said, Jesus is, he's like the king. He deserves to be to go on a good ground, no problems, no holes, no mud. And so they put their coats down to protect him.
所以这些呢，跟主耶稣基督一起走的人呢，他们说主耶稣基督呢，他是将要来的王，所以呢，他呢配得那个就是一个好的路，那个路上呢应该没有那个灰尘，没有洞啊，没有那些就是说是泥巴之类的，应该有个好的路在上面走。
So there's another story, though, that's very important here. And so we're going to turn you back to first, to 2 Kings. I believe it's 2 Kings chapter. Let me just find it.
这里呢有另外一个非常重要的故事，大家呢可以翻到那里，他在找，应该是列王记下。
I should have looked it up ahead of time and I didn't, but. Let me see if I can find it now.
他那边应该那就是早点去找出来，但是呢，现在看他找不找。
Well, I should have looked it up ahead of time. You may be able to find it for me.
他应该再早点找找。他说那大家在，如果谁知道，可以告诉他。
You see, it's the story of Jehu. Where is the story of Jehu? It's in Kings.
他说那个耶户的故事，大家来看看耶户的故事在哪里。
第九章，
Here we are, Second
王
Kings,
下。
chapter 9.
因为他找到了是《列王记下》第九章，谢谢静。
Second Kings chapter 9.
《列王记下》第九章。
The story is that Jehu was one of the generals in Ahab's army.
因为这个故事呢，就是说是，耶户呢，他是那个亚哈王的军队里的一个将军。
Elisha was told by the Lord that Jehu was supposed to become king instead of Ahab. Ahab was wicked. Ahab had to be killed. So the Lord said, Elisha, you go and you anoint Jehu to be king.
以利亚呢被主呢告知呢，他呢要去告那个耶户为王，因为那亚哈王呢是个邪恶的王呢，他应该被杀掉。他说呢，主告诉以利亚说，你去告诉耶户，他要做王。
So this is a long story. Listen to the details. Jehu and two other generals were sitting down having lunch, I believe.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是这是个很长的故事，我们把故事讲一下。就是说耶户呢和其他两个将军呢，他们坐在一起，有可能在吃午餐。
And so Elisha's servant comes to the building, and from an upstairs loft, he says to the three generals, I've got a message from God for you.
所以以利沙的那个就是仆人呢，他跑过来，那就说是跟那个耶户和另外两个将军说呢，我从神来，有一个信息要传给你们。
And so he called Jehu upstairs to speak to him.
所以他把耶户呢叫到那个楼上去跟他说。
And I think that the generals were laughing at this man because he was a servant of a prophet and they figured he was a madman.
因为就是说是，我认为呢，就是那些将军们在嘲笑他，认为呢，就是说是这个人呢，只是一个先知的仆人，所以他们认为他们疯了。
So Jehu goes upstairs, the man takes him into a private room and anoints him and says, This is what God said. You will become king of Israel.
因为这个里面呢，就是耶户呢，跟那个仆人呢，去到那个一个私密的房间里，他告诉他说，那神呢，要那个就是说是要你做以色列的王，所以他就把油膏在他头上。
All right, so we're going to pick the story up now in verse 11.
所以我们现在要在那个故事里的第十一节里来讲起这个故事。
2 Kings 9:11。
所以呢，就是列王记下第九章第十一节。
Then Jehu came out to the servants of his master, that would be to the other two generals and any who were with him.
所以呢，耶和出来回到他主人仆人那里，就是另外的一些人和那两个和他在一起的将军。
And somebody said to Jehu, "Is all well? Why did this madman come to you?" That's what they thought of the servant of Elisha.
就是有一人问他说："平安吗？这个疯子来见你有什么事儿呢？"这是他们认为那个以利沙的那个仆人是个疯子。
And he said to them, "You know the king or the man and his babble."
所以呢，他们回答说："那你认得那人，也知道他说什么。"
And they said, "It's a lie. Tell us now."
他们说呢："这是假话，现在告诉我们吧。"
So, he said, Jehu said, "Thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel.'"
他回答说呢，他如此对我说呢，他说呢，耶和华如此说，我告你做以色列王。
All right. So the question now is, Jehu says that I have just been anointed king over Israel.
现在的问题是呢，耶和说呢，我刚刚被膏作为以色列的王。
If you were one of the other generals sitting at the table, what would you do to Jehu?
如果你是其中的一个将军呢，跟那个耶户坐在一起的，那你会对他做什么？
Well, you'd have a decision to make, wouldn't you?
你必须做出一个决定，是不是呢？
If Jehu really were the king of Israel, you'd have to acknowledge him.
如果耶户真的是以色列的王呢，你必须呢尊敬他。
And if he weren't to be the king of Israel, you'd have to kill him.
如果他不是以色列的王，那你就必须要杀了他。
Because you're a general in Ahab's army, and this man is a traitor.
因为你是那个亚哈王的军队的那个，就是说是将军，这个人呢是个叛徒。
So what are they going to do?
他们准备怎么做？
Are they going to kill him?
他们准备杀了他吗？
Are they going to serve him?
他们或者是服侍他呢？
Then verse 13 gives us the answer.
那么十三节给出我们答案。
Then each man hastened to take his garment and put it under him on the top of the steps, and they blew the trumpets, saying, "Jehu is king."
然后他们就急忙各将自己的衣服铺在上层台阶，使耶户坐其上。他们吹角说，耶户是王。
So, what did they decide to do? They said, "I think the madman who came to Jehu was right. And frankly, I think Jehu should be the king." And so they took their uniform off and they put it on the stairs and they said, "Jehu, you come down the stairs and tromp on our Ahab uniform. We're on your side."
这个里面他们在做的什么呢？他们说呢，那个疯子呢跟耶户说的话是对的，所以呢，耶户要做那个王，耶稣要做王呢，我们要做什么呢？我们就把我们的军服呢都脱下来铺在那个楼梯上，说呢，耶户呢，你走下来，你走在亚哈的军队的军服上下来，我们拥你做王。
So that's exactly what happened in Luke 19:36, the people took their uniforms off and they said, "We're not serving the devil anymore. We are prepared to serve Jesus."
第六节下节是路加福音第十九章第34节说的，他们呢就是说是 36节说的，他说呢，我们呢要把我们的制服脱下来，我们不再去服侍撒旦了，我们要来服侍主耶稣基督。我们现在是你的仆人，我们站在你这一边。
And that's what each of us have got to do. We've got to take our uniform off and say, Jesus, I am on your side.
其实这就是我们每一个人都应该做的。我们要把我们的制服脱下来，跟主耶稣基督说：“主耶稣基督，我们现在站在您这一边。
All right, well, our time is gone. And this is an important story. More on it next week, Lord willing. Praise the Lord for this wonderful day.
”因为我们的时间也到了，这个故事呢就是非常重要的。我们呢下个星期可能会讲多一点。那个，我们赞美主赐给我们美好的一天。
Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us.
我们来祷告，祈求神来赐福我们。
Lord, we want to thank you for these stories. They're important stories, Lord.
主啊，我们也感谢您的这些故事，因为这些是非常重要的故事。主啊，
And we want to invest our minds for you.
我们要把我们的米拿的投资为您所做投资。
And we want the whole world to know that we're on your side, especially we want you to know that we're on your side.
我们要让整个世界都知道我们站在您这一边，特别的是呢，我们想要您知道我们站在您这一边。
So, Lord, thank you for these stories. Thank you for the message tonight. May each of us be humble before you and say, Lord Jesus, I want to go with you. I want to invest in your things. I want your blessing in my life.
主啊，愿我们的每一个人呢，在座的每一个人呢，都会啊极其的谦卑，也求您呢赐福给我们，让我们每个人足够的谦卑。说主啊，我们要站在您这一边，我们要把我们的金钱投资在您的事情里面，我们要也要跟从您，我们也要服侍您。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
，Amen。
Amen. Thank you all.